6 p.m. in the evening hours. Once again, I want to say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Hope you enjoyed what we had to bring to you. Had to touch on a little bit of Sony Biddle because for those of you who have been in the 50 age group, 45, 50, you would have known who is Sony Biddle. We're here and we're going to go to somebody because, you know, these people made their impression. Sonia Biddle made her impression. She didn't give a damn whether you were the Prime Minister of Jamaica, not Jamaica, but of Canada. And she didn't care. She respected you in every sense of the word, and she would, although at the end of her respecting you, there would be a chuckle. But a lady who has devoted her life to the music of Jamaica on this radio station while she was studying at McGill, whatever, and teaching here, teaching there. I want you to welcome her because in the future, what we plan on doing, we could, every week, we could interview an artist, a big name artist, this name, that name. But you know, for me, I need to show you, let you understand the people who have laid their sacrifices to make us be who we are. It could be more because I would love, and I'm going to ask the lady about this, I would love to have a radio station. Every Thursday, 3 to 5. Whatever I was doing at CKUT or Canadian National Railroad, I'd find myself beside a radio.
They got so much things to say right now.
I'm gonna rewind it because you know why? This voice would welcome me to reality. Because she was seeing something I wasn't seeing at the time. Along with the voice of Bob Marley, she told me what I had to say. I want to take my sweet time to welcome this lady to the microphones, to which she is no visitor. She did it for many years. So much things to say. Let me touch this back again and come again. Because she believed that our apartheid, oh, I'm not going to say that. She believed the racism had to be gotten rid of. So let me rewind it one more time, and then I'll say hi. Janice Day. How you doing, my dear?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you so much for the introduction.
You look good up there, no, man. You're looking... I want me. You look good in that cold, man.
The cold just keeps things alive.
JD.
Yes, Fred.
How you doing, my dear?
Doing really well, thanks.
You look good in a man.
There you go.
May I read your thing where you send come give me and you have 6 kids? May I just jump in front of the interview? 6
yeah.
Kids? Oh, my God. Turn up your volume there.
Oh, I think I have to turn up my voice because I'm using the computer. And I'm telling you, I don't know how to turn it up. So well, are you having trouble hearing me?
You go to the right side.
Yeah?
Let me go up on my computer. Me not know myself, you know, because I'm tough. I for
oh,
sure.
Yeah, I think I see it. Wait, this might be it.
And you see our speaker?
Yes, yeah, there.
All right.
That's the highest that will go.
You know, J.D. Stretch, love you. Because I have respected you over the years. But tell me, six kids? Did you play a little basketball? Did you play a little netball?
No. I do. Oh, yes, yes, I did all kinds of activities. And I'll tell you what happened. Me joining CKUT was after having four children, and I said, you know, I just want to do something that I enjoy, you know, because it was always playing songs or playing games with them. I wasn't bogged down. I had a lot of help. But I said, let me go back to school. So I want to learn how to teach them well. So I went back to McGill to become a teacher. And it was then I said, you know what? I need like a pastime. So that's when I turned, that's when I turned to, that was, then it was called CFRM. And there, that was the beginning of Positive Vibes.
Talk to me.
Recording
and talk
in progress.
To, somebody recording it because they want to keep that. Get off of my thing, man. I talking to J.D., historian. Joe, what the thing then? Oh, my God. J.D., you still there? No. I don't know what I clicked here. Lord, let me see if I can get back here. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Where is... Folks, I'm still here. I'm just trying to get JD back online. Ah, damn. I clicked on the wrong thing. Yes, sir, Drew. Listen, okay, let me see. Okay. Do I log back in? Do I start from scratch?
Yeah, yeah, you gotta log back in.
That's what I'm doing anyway. Yeah, 8199. Folks, I'm here. All right, let me just play some music in the background, and you'll know I'm still here, all right? Wow. Thank you.
Recording in progress.
JD, I've seen her, but I don't know if she's hearing us. Eh? JD, you hear me? Drew, the next time you put me. You hearing me, Jetty?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Thank you, darling. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill you, Drew. You will be killed next week, Saturday, at this time. JD. Damn if I'm not glad to see you. I don't even know what my program is all over the place. Folks, for those of you who just joining us now, Janice spent her formative years working as a family and youth supporter at Montreal-based black community organization, such as the Negro Community Center. Talk to me about that. You have to tell me everything that you tell me. And it's
MCC, that was where I started working after, you know, studying a bit. And it was just very exciting. I really was happy to be there. I had gone there a little bit when I was young. And now I was in the position to work in the library. I was, first of all, a library assistant. And then... I don't know if many people knew me then, or maybe still know now, that I danced, and not formally trained. I just used to do improvisation, and everybody was very excited about it. So I started teaching dance as well. And yeah, so it was quite an exciting time. You know, I was learning and working and community-based, and it was just very nice.
Tell me about this, the time you had working with the Black Theater Workshop.
Oh, yeah. So the Black Theater Workshop, I didn't do a lot. I did Dream on Monkey Mountain. That was the play that I worked with them with.
Talk to me about Dream on Monkey Mountain. Why would I want to dream on Monkey Mountain?
That was a... You know, I tell you, Stretch, it was a long time ago. It was a black written play, and it was just very interesting. And I enjoyed the fact that I could get a part in a black play, because previous to that, I grew up on the West Island. So all my acting was, you know, I was a Spanish girl. I was everybody else but a black girl. So being a part of Black Theater Workshop, I just enjoyed, no matter what the name of the play, I got all into it and was really excited to be a part of it, you know? So that was an out for me, outlet.
You know, I would like to know a girl from the West Island, because I live on the West Island. And it's
okay.
It's bias and racist. How did you get involved with the black theater, etc.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it was many moons ago, and I was the one of three black kids in my school. That was John Rennie High.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like 2,000 kids, and I felt like the only black at many times. But I have to say, I had never, not even one negative occasion in all my, I was only there for grade 3 years. But I had never had a negative interaction about being. I was mostly held on a pedestal because, you know, I joined everything. I sang in the choir and I did this. I was a cheer. I did everything. I was very active, and so if there were negative things happening, I was too busy to notice them.
All right.
And so I just really never had a terrible time. I know the days have changed, and nowadays things are not the way they were when I was growing up. But I never had experience of a hard time. And I only started realizing that there was this really rift, big rift between races as I grew older, when I started to go to, you know, come to Montreal and go to college and realize the things that were happening at Sir George Williams University and all those things. And then my sister was older, and she would pull me into all of the Black organizations that were fighting for rights. And that's when I realized that, you know what, this is not an even world, and there's some things that you have to do. You have to open your mouth whatever way you can, you know, to try to make it livable. Right?
You know, I want to ask you something, because what you're saying to me is I didn't really go through that, because I came on the West Island to my brother and I told him I needed my passport because I needed to go back home. This is after finished three years with Sheridan College, and I came to Montreal. And he says, have some ambition. My brother Lee told me to have some ambition and stick around with it, because you're going back to Jamaica to have fun and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, why I made that point is that, being from the West Island, how did you happen to be the founder of CKUT's Radio McGill, longest running reggae music program?
Well, I tell you, it starts with who I came out of. My dad and mom brought us here to this whitewashed place.
Hold on. Can I tell you, I respected your mom and dad.
I love them too.
I'm a friend, them, man.
Yeah, man, but guess what? When they came, they knew we were going to be, you know, our culture would be blanked out for a certain degree, and they came with hordes. Did I say one or two? They came with mountains of records.
With an H.
What? And my auntie would send almost maybe every 2 weeks the top 10, 45. So we were always on top when it came to music. My dad had always the those 8-track tapes, every song. And that is why I love the music.
Can I whisper something?
Uh-huh.
What your dad did, we all did as Jamaicans.
Yes. That's the thing that kept the whole vibe alive.
Yes.
I didn't know I wasn't in Jamaica, tell you the truth.
So how did you apply to CKUT? I know it's Radio McGill and it's part of the McGill. Yeah. Explain that to me.
Right. So I started, the mountain of children at home. I said, okay, I need to go and figure out learn how to really help them develop properly. So I applied for and got accepted to McGill to study education, to become a teacher of elementary kids. And so I said, okay, so I got out the house, which is good. Let me see if I can find a club where I can enjoy myself too. And I looked and looked. I said, okay, let me try the radio club. And that was just a little club then. It was CFRM. So I went and auditioned. Yeah, and they had a reggae section I don't want to say how many, but...
Go ahead, say it, because we want to hear. I've never heard this before.
The reggae section was this big, huge, very few records. So let me tell you who was my backbone. The man named Issa Shar. I don't know his last name.
I know Issa, man.
Yes. He gave me music every week. And, you know, all I did in exchange was that I would speak about his station, his radio, his record shop on the thing. And he would make sure I had all the hits, and that was very nice. And he had that Records International, and then Sky Reggae later on also.
Folks, you're hearing the history of Montreal reggae music. Listen to this.
Yes. That's the thing, man. That's how we got the music going. And it was just very exciting. And of course, you know, musicians would realize, and I would reach out to musicians and they would send me music, would realize that I was an outlet. And there wasn't any real other one in Montreal at that time. There was before me a short half an hour show. I forgot the gentleman's name.
They did? And, on West Indian Rhythms. Is that the guy?
No. That was prior to Positive Vibes and West Indian Rhythms. But he didn't last very long. So that was, forget his name, but it was 30 minutes on the mainstream radio. But then my show started, and they used to play reggae sometimes at CKUT. Other shows would play it. But like I said, they had like 6 records in the library, right? But I just said, I want to put this music out there and just make it reggae by itself. And that was really good. And that's how it started.
You know, I'm always amazed. I'm going to play a Barrington Levy. Do you know who is a shy girl? JD, you were the shy girl, trust me. When we say shy girl is a trouble to a man, JD, Janice. The history of reggae music in the city. She can tell you. You want downtown, you want downtown, you want fancy car, you want superstar, you want lamps out, you want ready, don't know where you really want. Or from me, be you where you want, you still want more, you want first brand, you want. I gotta pull this down and ask you, were you a shy night girl? Where the little club on St. Catherine Street, all that we used to go? Where the brother name?
My goodness. Oh, dear. The name Rainbow?
No, not Rainbow. It's further up near Atwater.
Yes, I know. I don't remember the name. That's
all right. Cool. No problem. Now, the serious part of this interview is now. Tell me, how does JD, who have 6 children and I look like 35.
Oh.
How did you manage that?
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you went to Jamaica and pumped them out one by one. You know, somebody just texts me. I just look at the thing. Is there really a JD? So you had 6 kids. How is the oldest one? How old is the oldest?
I'm not sure she'd like.
Come on, mommy.
She was born in 76. I'll tell you the truth. I don't remember nowadays. I don't even want to call out any age.
You know, I'm like you, you know. The other day, somebody who is very close to you, she called me and she said, how old are you? I said, not near. I don't know. But tell me something. So you have 6 kids.
Yes.
Damn. Right here in Montreal?
There 3 live in Montreal, 3 live in Toronto.
Damn traitors. They went to Toronto. But something about you that I didn't know. Tell me about the singing with Lee Perry Studio and Channel One. I didn't know this part of you.
I did background singing with a gentleman named Keith S. I. And I sang in a few.
From here or in Jamaica?
Still singing.
You keep in touch with him? Can he harmonize? I love Jan. Those were the days, right? Now, I'm going to, just in case for those of you who do not know, Janice is a graduate from McGill University, trained educator, who has worked for the English Montreal School Board and is currently employed by the Cree Board of Quebec. Talk to me about that. Talk to me and my listeners about being employed by the Cree Nation of Quebec. Yeah. How does that work? Sorry, before you go any further, I went to a place called Sept-Îles many years ago when I was with Names and Faces Band. And I didn't know it was that such a long journey to cover Quebec. Where exactly are you? Val d'Or. Yes. Is that the base? Is that the base? Val d'Or?
There is a base there, but I'm further north. So where I am, I'm on a Cree community. They called them reservations before. You know, it's really a Cree community. Mm-hmm. And this, I think, is the last community before there are no more roads,
JD. What are you doing up there? How are you gonna get out, girl?
No. Up to me, there are roads, but further, just past me, you have to fly if you want to go up there.
Ah.
So, but because I used to drive here before I had surgery on my eye, so and it takes this takes about not that long.
20 hours, right?
Yeah.
20 hours. All right, JD, be honest with the old man, you know.
Yeah.
You're in that apartment, and you do not come out.
I do. Get out of here. I come out. I have a backyard, a front yard, and I go out for
good.
Sure. And you know what? There are a lot of people here who are not Cree, mm-hmm. So we do get together.
The boredom. But tell me something. When you're not Cree, it's only the classroom that you're you're there with the students. But after that, there's no kind of reaction between you and the people.
Interaction.
That's no, thanks for correcting me. Yes. Why not? Maybe I'll get hungry.
Things that I don't want to try. But
why you don't want to try a seal's leg?
No. I bring up my things and cook them and eat them. But anyway, I'm not saying anything against the food, but I'm not used to it, so I do.
It's okay. I'm not used to eating a seal's eyeballs. But it's okay. Now, you know, you have a friend that I'm very scared of. Her name is Pat Dillon Moore. Tell me about the publicist team that you formed together?
Amanda Jackson Communications.
Yes.
So together, even while I'm so far away, with technology we can still work. And so we do publicity for different occasions and different people. And this is a plug, I'm plugging that.
Please do. It's okay. We need to know this. Yes, and I certainly appreciate that job, that gab, rather.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something. Sister P is on leave right now. She's not working. In her position as research assistant with the Canadian HIV/AIDS, Black African and Caribbean Network, Janice often focuses on HIV/AIDS education for Black communities. Tell me why.
Well, because it's not something that people pay attention to. And I think it's important for Black people to pay attention for reasons like, number one, people don't realize susceptible anybody could be to contracting it, and also there is a high rate of stigma and discrimination, like, you know, against people who end up being HIV positive. And so I try to make sure that this is something that ends, and so that people understand this is not something that anyone goes out and looks for. And you don't, it doesn't tell anything about the person, your lifestyle, or anything about the person themselves. And so it's something that you should pay attention to and be considerate towards folk who end up in that position. And make sure that you know about it so you don't end up in that position.
Great. I certainly admire that because, you know, a lot of things people don't understand is until they get into that problem is that you have to know what you're looking at.
That's it.
All right. So, JD, I am. When are you coming back to Montreal?
I am back in April.
So, tell the people exactly where you are now and what you're doing.
Right. So I live in a place called East Main, Quebec, and I teach 10-year-olds.
Oh,
so
stretch qualified for that.
I don't think so. I teach people who are just turning. I tell them you're turning double digits now, so it's time to straighten up. Man up. You're double digits.
So you can say to yourself, I'm happy where I am now?
Completely. Absolutely. I'm really it's a lot of work, but I'm not bored.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fulfilling.
What makes it a lot of work?
Oh my gosh, I want to throw this camera to my floor over there with the papers. It's many, many planning. Planning is a lot, you know. And daily, while you have maybe a year's set of plans, every day things change. So every day you have to think, and you have to find new ways and to keep think the kids intrigued. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. But it's fun.
Is it a lot of homework that you have to sit and say, well,
correct,
you know, that little brute did not do his work.
Yeah. There's a lot of that, right? It is. there's a lot of work to correct, but you know, they do things pretty well. Every day, the kids have to learn Cree language. So that means I have that period free. So I have at least two periods, at least one period every day where I do my correcting. So I don't bring all that home.
So you speak Cree language, do you?
Very little. This is all bad, right. But I should okay. be speaking it.
Could you say Stretch is a handsome guy from Montreal? Come on.
I say very little. Very little, you know, and that.
Do you have a friend in the house there? Could you say, tell me how to say this?
No, I don't.
Could you learn how to say Stretch is a handsome guy?
I will, and I will call you and tell you.
All right. How could you learn to say CKUT is the best radio station in Montreal?
I will learn that too. I will. I'm writing it down.
JD, I love you.
Love you too.
Can't believe you, me. You've represented us, and I'm so proud of you guys. I don't know what to say, but I'm just going to say thank you because I got a few minutes to go before the reggae people start to cuss me.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You know they will cuss me, right?
I know.
Been down that road.
Yeah.
Janice.
This was great.
Take it easy. You're okay, beautiful. And tell me, what's the secret to have six kids with a smile like yours?
Oh, you have to smile, man. You have to keep it this way or else things go really bad.
All right, darling. Be good.
Okay. Take care. Thank you.
That's a woman. Trust me when I say that's a woman. JD, Janice Daly. Me respect them kind of woman, they know, man. Because they trunk got all I don't know, they were say on us trunk and... Damn, do I respect Janice Daly?
Hey, brother man, hear what you say. Give me some of your sense. Hey, Rasta man, hear what you say. Give me some of your sense. So long I have been searching for a taste. Looking all over the place. Not
Sounds of Jamaica.
Do it, Jack. Lord of mercy.
Lord of mercy.
Jamaica, it's a little Africa.
Yagalam.
Jamaica, it's a little Africa.
Want to send this out to JD. Lord of his mercy.
Jamaica, it's a little Africa. And I was born in Jamaica.
Yes, me I tell you, JD. Now easy out here. This reminds me of a club where JD and our friend in this song are called Nubia.
So high, I wanna get high, so high, I wanna get high.
Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica. A long time in a year, this, you know, hear this now. Rockers to rockers. And you're mine. Sugar Booga Minor.
In a long time, body love is trying to stop me, but no way, no way. Nothing takes me down. I heard something that I was born to do.
Just touching back on some of the music that JD would play on our program. May I tell you something? Music was sweet in Montreal. This is Judy Mort. Along with Judy, JD saying, keep it locked.
Black woman, like me, you've struggled long. You've trod one of life's roughest roads.
Somebody asked me to play this back. Songs of Bob Marley.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yes. You heard J.D.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
She ain't afraid.
So much things to say.
So much things to say. They got so much things to say right now. They got so much things to say.
Hey, but I'll never forget no way. They crucified Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
I'll never forget no way. They sold Marcus Garvey for rice. I'll never forget no way. They turned their backs on Paul Bogle. Hey, hey. So don't you forget no you, who you are and where you stand in the struggle. They got so
things to say. They don't realize the pain they're inflicting on others. Because you know, say, coming out of Jamaica, never listen to what the reggae artists say because they work for nothing. Jamaica, 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 Jamaica. The only Jamaican group that I thought or think made money in those early years is this one. Call themselves Third World. Never figured that out. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Cat Core.
Hey.
Hey. Damn, what does that mean? Hey. It worked, though. The magic worked.
I know the soul. Was I without duration? I didn't know which way that I had to go. I saw the clues to life on answer.
I got 15 more minutes to go.
I'd walk a million miles to find an endless voice.
Right in the rhythms.
When I am in temptation,
CKUT 90.3. Blazing. On your FM dial. Hey, seek and you will find. As they say.
First thing I will quit you.
With my love.
And if you're hungry, I will feed you. With my word, and all I ask of you is that you love as I do,
as I do.
And if you lose your way, I'll lead you
with my love.
From a sinful life, I'll cleanse you
with my love.
Hey.
Try your love.
Wow.
Don't understand. Very low. What happened there? It just cut off. Come on. How can you do that? Oh. I'm gonna take it back from the top. It's 8 minutes to go. Is that why they're boycotting us? CKUT 90.3 FM. We're gonna play it again. You wanna be mad and just cut off the music like that? We will be here. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey! Hey! Tried your love. Massive. Cat Core on guitar. Remember, you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM. 10 minutes to the hour of 7 o'clock. Wow, there it goes again. I never figured why it did that. Third world, my love. All right? So we're going to wrap it up. It's 6:51. Did you enjoy CKUT's presentation? It's called One Draw. How many draws you had to do to feel good? Let me know at the end of the song. In the middle of the song. One draw.
I wanna get high. So high. I wanna get high. So high. One draw. One draw. One draw. So long.
music that represented. The lady who brought reggae music to the forefront on CKUT 9.3 FM. Sounds of Gregory Isaacs from out of Maypen, Clarendon. JD, for you.
If I could reach the border.
When may I say Gregory?
Then I would step across.
You go on, so.
So please take me to the border. No matter what's the cost, 'cause I'm leaving it. I'm leaving out of Babylon. Leaving out.
I'm leaving out of Rome.
Leaving out to Rome.
I'm leaving out of Israel.
This place could never be a home. Say we want, we want go home.
Say we want go home.
Yes, we want, we want go home.
Say we want go home.
Where the milk and honey flow.
Say we want go home.
That's where we want to go.
Say we want go home.
Africa, we want to go.
4 minutes to the hour.
With the milk and honey flow.
See, we want, we want.
If I could reach the border, then I'd step across. Yeah.
We gotta go. All right. Think about this.
Do it, Jack.
Until next week, same time, CKUT 90.3 FM. Jamaica, for until the 7 o'clock hour, we
Jamaica,
will be with
it's
you.
Africa. Me said Jamaica, it's a little Africa. Boom. Jamaica, it's a little Africa.
Gotta go. 3 minutes to the hour. Until then, take time, walk. Now, book your tour. That's it for us. We want to thank you very much. Gonna leave you with this. Played this earlier on. People like you, be kind. Be kind to people, all right? That's all I'm asking. I don't care what happens after.
If you give a little more than you take.
Until next week, same time, same place. On behalf of the people who listen to this program, I thank you. Until those who were, it's a word I'm looking for. That I spoke to. I'm eternally grateful. 2 minutes to the hour, and I'm going to pull it back. Until next week, same time, same place. God bless. Walk slowly, carefully. Damn, you could kiss me.
If you try to fix more than you break,
If you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve.
you are listening to CKUD in Montreal.
Hey, good evening and welcome to another hot edition of the Master's Work Show on CKUT 90.3 FM with DJs Mike Mission and Ken Dog, featuring Dwayne Wayne, rocking the latest and classics in hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall remixes, and all that, no doubt. Every Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., www.ckut.ca for that live stream. You can always email us at mike.mission@hotmail.com or kendiggy@hotmail.com, no doubt, with your latest clean music as MP3s if you're an artist. Also for shoutouts, requests, info, etc., and all that, no doubt. Masters of Work sends a big RIP to singer and songwriter Kareem Ouellet, who passed away earlier in the week at age 37. And also to Montreal's actress, director, and politician, Sonia Biddle, who passed away at age 64. Masterworks sends love and condolences out to the family, friends, and loved ones of the Ouellet family and Biddle family. And may they rest in peace. It's Saturday, January 22nd, and you know it's going to be another epic episode with Masterworks Show. Here are some of the people who celebrated their birthdays earlier in the week, and it goes down like this. Big happy birthday going out to Diane LaRocque out there, longtime faithful listener with Masters of Work, big ups. Also to Jan.